Hello, Nina. So this is the first voice note for working on Before You Go. Now, obviously bear with me because usually we'd be in class, so I would be able to sing a little bit and you'd sing it back to me, or if you already knew the song, then you'd go through it and then I would go through the techniques that we need to add in. However, just if you know this song already, just practice, just sing along with the backing track as you normally would. However, if you don't, let's just go through it anyway, bit by bit together. Now, the first section we're going to work on today is the first verse. So the version that we're going to use, the key we're going to use, is the higher key piano backing track, Sing to Piano Classic, which is on YouTube. And I've also linked it into your playlist or just under the playlist on the portal as well. So let me just play the and sing the first section for you.
I fell by the wayside like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Our every moment I start to replace, 'cause now that they're gone, all I hear are the words that I needed to say.
Going to pause it there. So the first section, obviously, that's very, very low. So now a couple of things to work on when you are singing low, and to remember when you're singing low is to think high. So it sounds really bizarre and backwards, but the more that you do that and the more you think up, you lift the sound just by imagining it. It's all about having the visualization of that. So imagining that everything is up and in front of you will really help you to place the sound correctly. So obviously the first line, when you've got I fell by the wayside, it's really, really low. So you've got to try and make sure that when you're singing this, even though you are singing low notes, you're thinking high. That's the key to this. So also making the shapes, as always. So now try just singing this section, again. The reason I'm singing it to the backing track is because the version that Lewis Capaldi obviously sings is a lower key. So I'm trying to sing this in terms of making sure that it's in the right key for your voice. So let's just try that together. So you're going to sing, just repeat after me. I fell by the wayside. Now just repeat that. And now try this. Like everyone else. So you've got like everyone else. Now just try singing that. Go. And then, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. It's all very repetitive that. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. So try that. And then you're going to try the next section, which is our every moment I start to replace. So, our every moment, make the shapes as big as you can. Try that. Ready, go. And then I start to replace. So that sounds, I start to replace. Try and get that as open as you can, even though it's really low. I start to replace. Ready, go. And then the next phrase. 'Cause now that they're gone, all I hear are the words that I needed to say. So try that one. And this one, you really have to make the shapes because there are lots of them. So ready, go. Well done. And now I say well done like I could hear it. I'm just imagining that I could and that you did it really well. Well done. So then we're going to go from the beginning. You're going to sing it along with me now with the piano.
Fell by the wayside like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Our every moment I start to replace, 'cause now that they're gone, all I hear are the words that I needed to say.
There you go. Well done. Okay, so keep practicing that. Just go over and over and over it as many times as you can. I would say right now, go over it 5 times and just tick five, like make little 5 little marks to be like, right, okay, one, done, do it again, two, and again, up to 5, just to make sure that you're really getting it into your voice. And then is the chorus. The pre-chorus is next, and then we've got the chorus, and this is completely changed, completely different. So you end up going from really low to nice and high. So it would just show off your vocal range and your vocal ability, which is why I've chosen this piece, because I think you would do it really, really well. Obviously, let me know any notes that you might have, or any thoughts, or if you already know this song, in your vocalist notes page. And then I can obviously go from there. So if I know that you know it, obviously I'll go through slightly different techniques. But if you need to go bit by bit like this, then let me know. And like I said, I'm doing it like this, in this way, because the Lewis Capaldi version is in a different key. So I'm trying to just teach you the higher key so that you can then use this version to sing along to. So have fun, keep singing, and I will speak to you soon. Bye.